I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. More and more West Virginia hunters are taking advantage of the opportunity to harvest an antlerless deer. I'll have more on that when we come back. West Virginia is your season ticket to memorable deer hunting adventures. With an abundant deer population, 1.5 million acres of public land, and liberal regulations, hunting opportunities abound. The season starts in mid-October with archery season, followed by buck, antlerless, and muzzleloader seasons. That adds up to 3 months of refreshing outdoor experiences in the beautiful West Virginia hills. 4 seasons, 9 chances, 1 destination, West Virginia. An odds-on favorite for deer hunters young and old. Visit our website, wvdnr.gov, for more information. West Virginia's antlerless deer regulations are fairly loose. On private land in a number of counties, hunters have been allowed to take a doe, provided they have a Class N stamp, for the entire bucks-only gun season. Now, that opportunity extends to public land next week. Dick Hall with the DNR explains the importance of harvesting female whitetails.
Well, the antlerless season is one of our tools that we use to maintain the populations, the deer population, at the desired level. And we do that through the harvest of antlerless deer, predominantly the female segment of the deer population. And, of course, we've had the 2 weeks of the buck season, concurrent hunting for antlerless deer in selected counties. And we have the coming up the one traditional 1 week of antlerless deer hunting, both on public and private land. During the buck season, it was strictly on private land. So the opportunity now is for those hunters that want to hunt public lands to be able to take an antlerless deer as well.
That has been the case for several years, and Hall says they are beginning to see the results of those liberalizations pay off.
I think it is working. We begin to see some from our data that we've been harvest information and our biological data that we think that more hunters now are taking antlerless deer even during the buck season and letting the bucks walk. We're seeing this in a change in our age structure. We're seeing a reduction in some of the counties in terms of our population.
In addition to leveling off that population, the increased harvest of does is paying off in other ways as well.
The guys over in Mason County this past year during our aging stations collecting biological data said that they were really surprised to see the number of year-and-a-half-old bucks that came in that had some real good antler development as well as some two-and-a-half-year-age deer. So, yeah, we're beginning to see that as well. The whole key is the deer's got to get older in order to develop a larger set of antlers. And when you harvest 70 to 80% of our yearling bucks, they don't get old. So the key is to allow that year-and-a-half-old buck to walk and take an antlerless deer. You're helping us maintain that population at a desirable level, as well as allowing the bucks to get another year older and provide for better development the following year.
A generation of hunters has been taught that killing does was a bad thing. But slowly but surely, those attitudes are changing. And the positive impact from improved management is helping to change many of those long-held beliefs. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.